This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. You know, I think Bitcoin is a victim of its own success, and I wanted to clarify something here that I'm not in any way anti-Bitcoin. In fact, I secretly hope Bitcoin succeeds, even though I've warned about it being a bubble. And in my view, it would have been great if Bitcoin had just achieved slow, steady growth over time. You know, slow adoption without the hype, the mania, the bubble that we've been seeing lately. That's what I would love to see with Bitcoin. But because Bitcoin exploded and became so overhyped, that's when I started warning people, you know, watch out, because this thing is so volatile. And you started hearing stories about people selling their homes to start mining Bitcoin. And, you know, the math works great as long as Bitcoin is going up. But once it reverses, oh boy, a lot of people are going to get hurt. So it's really my concern for people getting hurt. And I don't want people to walk into it not knowing what they're doing. But secretly, well, I guess not so secretly now, I do actually hope that some kind of decentralized cryptocurrency succeeds. Because really, underneath it all, a vote for Bitcoin or any other cryptocurrency is really a vote against the central bank. And the central banks, I really see them as an old school model that is about to become obsolete. And one of the reasons that I've warned about Bitcoin is because I've known all along that the central banks will fight back. I mean, the central banks are in bed with the government system, you know, of tyranny and control, and they will fight back. I've done several podcasts on this talking about how central banks will conspire to crush Bitcoin. They'll work with legislators to criminalize Bitcoin. It won't take long before they start equating Bitcoin with money laundering, drug cartels, prostitution, sex trade or sex slaves or whatever, any kind of criminal activity, they're going to tie it to Bitcoin. And, you know, in fact, recently I saw an article that talked about how some woman had used Bitcoin to send a bunch of money to ISIS terrorists. I think that was the case. It was a woman in America, and she had used Bitcoin to send money to terrorists. And I marveled at what wide play that story got, but I realized, of course, that that's not a coincidence. That's on purpose. They're already starting the negative PR to try to demonize Bitcoin and say that it is the, you know, the money system of terrorism. And I predicted that. I predicted that in previous podcasts. I said this is exactly how they're going to do it. And now they're doing it. So, you know, it's sad to see it, but I knew this was coming. That's why I've sounded the alarm. So I understand that my position on Bitcoin and cryptocurrency may seem complex to some extent. It's like, hey, on one hand, I sure do hope cryptocurrency succeeds. I sure hope we have a decentralized system that isn't run by corrupt governments. On the other hand, it's very clear to me that these cryptos are in a mania bubble that's going to correct. So how do you hold these views at the same time? Well, they're not opposing views. Again, what I really hope to see is cryptocurrency steadily climbing, building, growing, being adopted in a slow, steady, low volatility way. And that is not what has happened. So there's going to be a major correction. However, I'm open to the idea of after the mania has passed and after all the newbies have been fleeced of their money, you know, by the older Bitcoin holders who sold them Bitcoins, once the major correction kicks in, you know, we might see perhaps a 90% loss of Bitcoin value. But there could be a scenario where after that, it is a very viable long-term alternative to the centralized banking system. But only if they adopt a fork that has much higher transactional capabilities, you know, because the original classic Bitcoin just doesn't have it. Now, Bitcoin Cash obviously is an improvement in one way on the blockchain throughput capacity. But the fact that that fork is out there and there's kind of a civil war between Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin, and now Coinbase is in on it. And Coinbase is a very dishonest, I believe it, criminal operation. I think some of Coinbase executives will end up going to jail before this whole thing is over. You talk about insider trading, man. I mean, the signs are all right there. But in any case, there's too much internal conflict right now. Bitcoin is no longer just everybody focusing on one thing. There are forks, and there are online wallets, and there are mining communities, and then there are nations behind mining operations, like Russia, for example. And so the interests behind Bitcoin are very chaotic at this point and not at all on the same page. So there's a lot of volatility, you know, obviously in that, and there are a lot of risks in various forks of Bitcoin or Bitcoin Cash. There are risks in online wallets. There are lots of risks that really aren't even known yet at this point. So that's why I've sounded the alarm in a warning sense about Bitcoin in particular. Now, my big long-term hope is that there will be another cryptocurrency that has all the advantages that Bitcoin sort of missed, which is, you got to get rid of mining, for one thing, because mining is consuming so much electricity that the growth of mining is unsustainable. So you need a cryptocurrency that, instead of using a mathematical proof of work, might be tied to identity as the origin point for cryptos. Like, I don't know, each person in the world starts with one coin, and then everyone can trade from there, and there are no new coins created. I don't know. But identity seems to be a much better way to do this rather than mining, because mining is not sustainable, as we've seen with Bitcoin. The other problem with Bitcoin is that it just doesn't have the transactional throughput that's needed. It needs to be able to handle thousands of transactions a second within seconds. You know, it can't take freaking 4 hours for a transaction to go through. Bitcoin right now sometimes is taking 48 hours for a transaction to go through. Well, that's not going to work. You know, originally they were saying everybody would use Bitcoin to buy a cup of coffee. Well, gosh, the average fee to process a Bitcoin transaction is now over $20. So if you're buying a $5 cup of coffee and you're spending $20 on a transaction, and the retailer that sold you the coffee is taking a 48-hour risk on even getting your Bitcoin, that's not going to fly. That's obviously not a usable system for widespread adoption in retail activity. And, you know, that whole pipe dream of Bitcoin crashed and burned already. And that's why Bitcoin advocates have shifted the narrative to the idea that Bitcoin is a store of value, that they've called it digital gold. But even I've argued that it's not a good store of value, not compared to gold for sure, because gold is an element in the table of elements, which means it's an element of the cosmos. But Bitcoin can vanish instantly because it's a digital, non-physical, non-real thing. It's a construct. It's a mathematical construct, frankly. The whole blockchain is, and it can vanish instantly. You can have it hacked or stolen, or if the power grid goes down, it ceases to exist completely. So it's not really a store of value, except in the minds of those who haven't really seen this thing play out long term. You know, Bitcoin's only been around a few years. How can you call it a long-term store of value when it hasn't existed for a long term? It's like basically less than a decade, isn't it, at this point? Less than a, or maybe it's a decade, I don't know, roughly that. Let's call it 10 years. Well, that's nothing in terms of store of value. You can't say that that's a store of value. It's only been around 10 years or so, whatever the actual number is. And then there's the whole idea that Bitcoin may be an NSA front. I did an article on this talking about how the NSA described its own digital cash sort of cryptocurrency back in 1998, was it? And then, of course, the NSA created the SHA 256-bit crypto hash that is used by Bitcoin. And that was created by the NSA, and there are some who suspect that the NSA maintains a backdoor to that hash, you know, that cryptology algorithm, which is called SHA 256. And 256 is the number of bits used in the cryptology. You could also have 512 bits, but that's not what's used in Bitcoin currently. So if the NSA has a backdoor to that, it means that they could simply go in and effectively steal everybody's Bitcoin overnight, because they could fake a bunch of transactions. They could fake a bunch of mining and coin operations, and fake, basically just start counterfeiting the blockchain. If you can break encryption, you can do that. Remember, the entire Bitcoin system, in fact, all cryptocurrency, is based on the idea that you can't break encryption. Well, that may be a false assumption with the advent of quantum computing. And I've also done a podcast on this. Quantum computing is maturing very rapidly, especially in China. And the minute they have a quantum computer that can crack 256-bit encryption, then China will steal everybody's Bitcoin. It's, I mean, if you had a quantum computer, what would you do with it? Well, governments will steal everything, steal secrets, steal Bitcoins, anything it takes, hack the banking transactions, use it to gather intel and power and money. Of course, that's what governments do with it. And so that day is coming. It's not even that far off. Not as far off as you might think. That might be only a decade away. So Bitcoin might only last 20 years. And then it's dead, because cryptology is over. So cryptography could really be over unless someone creates a new, like, quantum cryptography, which I believe some people are playing around with that. I think that does exist in an early stage rendition. But if that becomes mature, I don't know, maybe that's the next thing. But Bitcoin doesn't run on it. Nothing does currently. And see, that's the advantage of physical gold, because if you own gold, no one can hack your gold. It isn't hackable. It's a element of matter. You know, unless you can hack the universe, in which case you must be God. And if that's the case, what do you care about money in the first place? You know, if you can hack gold or create gold, then you don't even need to mess with anybody else's gold, do you? You know, then you're God at that point. So everything's irrelevant. You know, gold can't be hacked by a normal non-deity intelligence, because it's physical matter. It's based on the laws of atomic physics. Gold, it's, you know, it's a physical thing. It's on the table of elements. It's AU. And so, you know, gold is gold. You can't destroy it. So anyway, I'm definitely in favor of gold. Right now, I think gold is way safer than Bitcoin, but I'm also long-term in favor of the idea of cryptocurrency succeeding. I love the idea of something decentralized, something that finally creates competition for the central banks. You know, people don't trust the central banks for good reason, and people don't trust the governments, and people don't trust fiat currency for good reason. Eventually, people won't trust the dollar, because the dollar will collapse at some point. It might be many years off, but, you know, its run is also going to be limited. Look at the debt, $20 trillion plus in debt, an empire built on, you know, debt and war and disease and welfare state tactics. I mean, of course it's going to collapse. Just read history. We just don't know when. And that's the one good thing about cryptocurrency, or at least one of many good things, is that it will outlast the collapse of a nation state. So, hey, don't put all your money in dollars, that's for sure. That's why I've urged people to buy land, to buy physical gold and silver, to have physical things like, you know, I have an EMP-proof John Deere tractor, for example, that I've done a video on as well. You may think that's funny, but if you live in rural Texas, lots of people have tractors, and a tractor can turn fuel into food by working a field, by the way. So that's something that's very real. And given that it's EMP proof and doesn't use any software or complex circuits, it's kind of a timeless, you know, awesome machine. Believe me, in a post-apocalyptic collapse, diesel fuel and a tractor, you can do a lot with that for sure. In any case, just be informed, okay? I say be cautious. Bitcoin is a bubble currently, in my view, no question about it. But I hope it succeeds long term. I am out of it. I think I own right now less than one Bitcoin. But if Bitcoin drops 90%, I might jump in. I might buy. I might buy at the bottom, because it might have long term viability. Who knows? I'll try to keep you posted as I as I learn more or we have more information, more assessments. Yeah, a lot of this is speculation, but it's informed, educated speculation. I've been around a while. I've been right about a lot of things, not always, but very often correct about these things. And I do understand cryptography. I do understand bubbles. I was around during the dot-com bubble and the dot-com crash, which I successfully predicted in advance, by the way. I also predicted the election of Donald Trump successfully in advance of the election. And I've nailed many other predictions as well, including the housing bubble crash in roughly 2008 or thereabouts. So I've been right about a number of these things. Will I be right about Bitcoin? I don't know. We'll see. But I'm playing it safe. I'm playing it safe. Gold is safe, super safe. As long as you can protect it, you're good. Just don't let people steal your gold. But that's easier to protect than Bitcoin because Bitcoin's out on the, in the cloud. It's on the web. It's even if you have a private wallet, it's probably on a machine that's connected to the internet. It can be hacked. Every system can be hacked. Unless you're doing cold storage, which is a much smarter thing, but most people don't even know what cold storage means for their Bitcoin wallets. So, 99.99% of Bitcoin users don't understand what cold storage means. So there you go. Something to think about. All right. Be safe, everybody. You can read my website, bitraped.com, and also hear more podcasts at healthrangerreport.com. Thank you for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.